Shutting up and listening carefully, I hear it moving in very measured steps. Think. Yig, it's mapping the area. They do that when they're alone and they're hunting for prey. At least that means it's alone. Not like I have a chance, though, but I know I've got a minute to think. I run my hand through my sweat-soaked hair. Come on. My mind skids to a stop again. I almost felt like I had my name there. Okay, what do I know? It's got skin that's yigging tough, a dead mage's skull to focus its mana, and there's some mess of thoughts about magical experiments, but I can't make any sense out of it. I suppress a laugh. One huge smart fire monster against my knife and popstick. No problem. Carefully, I shift my body to give me a better look out the windshield. Pressure's building in my chest again, though thankfully there's no nausea, at least not yet. My hands are shaking like wind chimes in a tornado. This body's all wrong. The darkness on the left side of my levee car is slowly pushed back as I catch a glimpse of the Karn's fiery head. Orange and white flames surround its bleached skull. I watch as it lumbers into view, coming up to the levee car in front of mine. With a mighty clawed hand, it caves in the roof. The metal frame whimpers as the Karn rips it to pieces without a second thought. A memory skids past me. Something about being nearly burnt alive by a Karn. Was that me, or a story I heard? Maybe something I saw once. It doesn't matter. Now I'm definitely not letting it get close to me. Just then, the Karn's flames bloom outwards, arcing through the air, and then coming together on that levee car. I can see the metal parts slowly surrender their form in the intense heat. The Karn's not looking at it, though. It's searching. It knows I'm here. And I think it wants me to watch the show. I hate freaking smart creatures. I've held my breath so long, I'm starting to see my own stars. The Karn goes on to a levee further ahead, and I suck in as much air as I dare. My stomach's turning into a raging knot of agony. I've got that watery feeling in my mouth. Yig, am I really gonna puke now? What a way to die. Wait, that's not it. My eyes go wide as I realize what's about to happen. Yigit, I'm going for it. Kicking open the levee car door, I scramble out and skid to a stop, my pistol pointing straight at the Karn's chest. It whips around and glares at me, the empty eye sockets of its mage skull burning brightly with orange flame. I swallow hard as I realize just how yigging huge these things are. It's over 8 feet tall and muscular like a giant warrior with three clawed hands. Its head sits on a strange-looking black layer where a person's collarbone would be. In the time it takes me to dash a few yards, the Karn picks up a levee car and throws it at me. I dive low to the ground and it sails over me. Rolling to my back, with both hands wrapped tightly around the pistol, I pull the trigger and nothing happens. No! I scream like a mother being ripped from her daughter. I keep pulling the trigger again and again. My stomach drops so hard and fast I think I'm gonna pass out. Just then, all that pressure in my chest races through my arm and out the pistol. Flaming blue balls shoot out the barrel and I'm thrown back. I catch a glimpse of the Karn's flames dousing just before they hit. Let's see how you do without any magical shielding, Karnie. Scurrying back to my feet and snatching my pistol off the ground, I keep my eyes on the bent-over Karn. I take a second to shake out my fingers and wrist, which feel like I've stabbed 100 needles in them. The Karn lurches to one side, then the other. It drops to one knee, but clearly isn't dead. With a moan, it stands back up, a claw covering a burnt part of its chest. As its flames come back to full strength, it emits a sound that feels like a laugh. I don't need to think about my stomach to know that magic's back. Yig me. I point the pistol at it again. Without thinking or hesitation, I'm surprised to see another blue shot come out, knocking the Karn on its heels. With a quick glance at the levee car where I'd left my short sword, I decide I've got only one chance, and bolt in the direction the levees had come from. I have no idea what I'm doing or where I'm going, except that I'm not going to get ripped apart and burned to death by the Karn. Not today.